side, the other side, the other side.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Test 1, 2. All right. I'm out of here. Chips with Everything's taken over. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks for putting up with me. Bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Blood on the Saddle. Thank you, Dan. He's always so professional. And now it's Chips with Everything, the British music show with me, Quentin, and Dave.
Yeah, mucho gracias there, Mike. Dan, Mike, Frank. Our old friend of the last 7 years. Great show, Blood on the Saddle. Lovely.
And we also have another guest, our regular guest. You were on the phone last time you were on the air. Busy Bag,
wow,
Batty.
That's right, reporting from the beer tasting party.
Oh, that's what it was. It sounded like a get drunk party to me. But we have about an hour of British tunage to play. And, you know, it's the start of the year, so of course it's all about the past.
Yeah, and a lot of it's low sodium, isn't it?
It's all old classics on today's show.
Yeah, a lot of low sodium, unleaded versions of 1960 songs, so you can enjoy it guiltlessly.
Exactly. So there we go. Yeah, it's all old classics, the jokes, the guests, the music. And we've got a singer, a local troublemaker called Uma Ugly. And she's going to be performing live in about half an hour. And, you know, just keep listening. CITR 101.9 FM.
On a convenient seat by the lavatories in the sodium glare, we used to wait for the bus in a passionate clutch and go as far as we dared. Took you to the pictures, forget the rest. Do you remember all those nights in my Zodiac, playing with your dress underneath your pattern?
my car, whispered Guy Paris. I look in ever so French, the Bohemian dream. You said bonjour, mon ami. Do you remember when I moved into my studio flat? Hot steak and nights in the summertime in Bedsitland.
In Scotland. She says it's quite nice.
Well, she's wrong.
I'm in love.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. It's Chips with Everything, and it's the 3rd of January, so we're all in a great mood.
Feeling chippa.
And we're full into our New Year's resolutions, and they're all working great.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you? For I me, am. For me, it's pretty simple. I'm going to, you know, same thing every year. Mm-hmm. Eat better. you know, be more focused on my exercise. You know, instead of just cycling to the pub,
right.
actually, like, you know, exercise for no reason.
Mm.
That's basically what I resolve every year.
Good, good.
So no
good.
Changes there. Nice. What about you guys?
Well, me, it's getting out of ruts.
You're in a rut?
Find all the ruts.
He's in a rut.
And take a turn.
Tell us about your rut.
Which one?
You can't be in more than one rut, then it's not a rut.
How about work? I've worked at the same job for 21 years.
That's garbage.
No, wait a sec. You know your problem?
You had a new job last year.
It's not the rut. He just said it himself, right? He's got all these different ruts. It's too many wagons. It's not get out of a rut. It's get off all your wagons.
You're
this sounds like a self-help book in the writing.
You're saying to put all your wagons into one basket?
Something like that, yes. One basket of, you know, a really big airship. I don't know. But so that's good. That's not going to hurt, right? To do these things.
De-ratifying?
Yeah.
No, that's a good thing. It's a resolution.
So I already have an idea for you. To get out of your work rut?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Change jobs, Barry. Change jobs. You know?
Okay. I'll take that under advisement.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the second.
But it has to be more of a change than the one that you had this year already.
Yeah, oh yeah, way more.
Yeah.
Okay, so next rut.
Well, you give one. Come on.
I don't have a rut. Well, I don't have a rut. What I do have is an approach. I'm stacking.
Stacking.
Yeah.
Stacking. Stack it.
Yeah.
Stack it, baby.
Stack it, stack it, stack,
stack it, man.
It. So what that means is, you know.
Yeah, explain.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. You know, stacking comes from another culture where you're taking a bunch of things and doing them all at once. Well, in this case.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
A subculture.
Yeah.
Well,
for
example, stack me some ruts.
Okay, I'm gonna stack.
Yeah, stack Batty's ruts.
All right. So, oh no, I'll stack your ruts. That's better, man. That was easier because you had eating better, exercising for no reason, and was that it?
That's it.
Okay, that's easy. Yeah. So you eat better while exercising. That's it. So on your way, you do it so they all work together. So on your way from coming back from exercising, you go, I know what I'll do. That's a good chance for me to do my other resolution.
Well, I was already doing that by cycling to the pub.
You know, that's better food.
Is that basically was stacking?
No, because then you're not getting good food.
Socializing.
You're not getting good food at the pub. Because that's you need to get both resolutions at the same time.
Okay, I got it. That's good advice.
Yeah, that's it, man. And I'm already using it.
What's yours?
Well, let's see. What am I doing this year? I want to get out in the woods. I want to start a new business. I want to. What's another one I had? Oh yeah.
Lose your virginity.
Yeah, like the 650-pound virgin. The guy loses 450 pounds. Right? They get rid of all the excess skin, which is remarkable. And he gets out there and he loses his virginity.
Well, his skin alone weighed like 60 pounds.
It was something else. I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything. It was a reality documentary, new American thing. Strange.
Mm. Really large fat guy loses weight. Sounds like a great show.
Hey! Interrupting my
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Chips with Everything, and we're just having a really awesome Sunday here today.
And I hope that we can say the same for you on this, well, I don't know if it's
on
still...
this most Sunday-esque...
Sunday-esque days
day.
Of Sunday. Yeah, it doesn't get, it does not get much more Sunday than... I mean, my bone... I'm basically a boneless chicken in a can. That's how relaxed I am after the extended holidays.
Hey, I was talking to a guy from Boston. He said, you don't know how good you've got it. It's so beautiful here.
In Boston?
In Boston? In when were you in Boston?
In Vancouver. Come on,
guys. Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. Okay, let's see. So, we do have a... We got...
Oh, you're going to talk about the music?
No, not necessarily. It's all good stuff, of course, as all oldies are.
Right, right.
But we have a special guest in the studio us right now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't notice it over there?
No.
Uma Ugly from the Obsessed Beasts is here, and she's going to sing.
Offended Retard.
Offended
Retard. That's right. I knew they were my favorite band.
And my uncle was an offended retard, you know? I don't know if I appreciate
this. I just got offended, and I'm retarded.
Yeah.
I know. It's one of my favorite things is to offend people who think they're being offensive.
Our other band is Queer Beasts.
Oh, the Queer Beasts. Okay, okay. So tell me about yourself, Uma.
What do you want to know?
So you're like a local troublemaker?
Yeah, I just got kicked out of everything I've ever tried to get into. Someone in here already tried to throw me out.
No one's ever been booted out of CITR.
God.
Jeez, we're like the most open, actually laziest, worst
passive,
at fighting people.
Most passive, aggressive.
Yeah, that's how we get everything
that's
done.
That's right.
Yeah, we like cross our arms and it's fine, people out of the studios. No, it's fine. No, it's okay, Iggy.
Yeah.
Smash up the record player, it's fine.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay, anyways, you're going to sing a song, and this is the song. Tell us about the song.
Okay, well, I'm going to England this summer, and I have this new goal where I have to meet all my musical heroes, one of them being Eve Libertine from Crass.
Of course.
And I know where in London she lives, so I'll have to spend... I don't know her
address.
Thank
you, Wiki.
So I'm going to have to look a bit, but I think I can
find
her.
Wait a second, Debbie. Aren't your friends worried about you? Don't they say that you're stalking?
No, I'm just going to find her.
Okay, so it's not stalking if you find her quickly.
Yeah, and I figure if I show up at her doorstep with this track inspired by her, she'll hopefully let me in the front door.
Nice.
Jeez. And Eve, if you're listening, beware.
Yeah, just
beware of Vancouverites holding guitars. Yeah, she probably knows that already.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear the song. And then I have a Crass song queued up to play afterwards. You'll be surprised to know.
Okay. Listen to what Crass said, but now we can't, 'cause punk is dead. And it is so great having so many rights, 'cause now I may decide not to be your wife. So thanks for not making me wear a heel, but why do I still have to fit your ideal? 'Cause I am so grateful that I am so free, but why won't you let me be me? And Eve Libertine back in 78 used her heart to sing about hate, but nobody listened 'cause nobody cared. So now we watch TV when we're scared, and we're in the Middle East fighting a war on peace. We got the whole cake, but we want a bigger piece. National anthem is my lullaby. Jihad heaven, now I want to die. Doesn't make sense, but who cares why? Join the force or bye bye bye. And don't call me a slut if it's you I choose to fuck. These double standards I can't stand, but I'd hate for you to treat me like a man. And today she looks so good, just like she knows she should. And Eve said it long ago, and not much has changed, or it's changed too slow. And look at her poor bare legs walking in the cold, but she's just following orders, unaware of what she's been sold. When the man beside her doesn't mind, with her legs in pain, he can't be left behind. I can't help think that these girls are thick, or maybe, like you said, it's just some sort of trick. And I don't want originality, it sounds unsafe and quite scary. Do I want personality? No, thank you. It's not for me.
Thanks.
Nice.
That was nice.
Cool. So that was Evil Libertine song. What's the title of the song?
Spunk.
Okay, and let's listen to Crass themselves with Bata Hotel from Penis Motel. Envy. Bata Motel.
Yeah, great stuff. Yeah, that was lovely. That was about 6 or 7
were asked, what do they like to do? And then sometime later, the same question was asked in a slightly different form. They were asked, what do little girls like to do?
Okay, that was Crass from the album Penis Envy, Bata Motel. And before that, it was Uma Ugly from the Offended Retards, the Vancouver band.
And any retards who are listening, there's no way. No way they'd be offended by that.
What's the deal with this Penis Envy album?
It's my favorite because you don't have Steve Ignorant.
Oh, he's not. Yeah, he does his kind of working class rap. Rant.
I like the school teacher sound much better.
Yeah, right. So this is the one that it's mostly Evil Libertine and
Joie de
Vivre.
Joya de Vivre.
Yeah, the great ladies of Crass.
Oh, that's her name, Joie de Vivre?
Yeah.
I love this band.
What would your punk rock name be?
Mine? Probably
David Reckless, right?
No, I think the same as my...
He's got one already.
The same as my drag name, right? Wow. Which would be something like Eaton Shushu. But that's just me. I'd be sort of a femme punk.
Oh, a femmy punk,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Vamp punk.
It's 5:45. In 50 minutes' time, Queer FM. 2 hours of solid programming for the queer community. And at 8 o'clock, our old chum, Anoop.
The best. Oh, yeah. If you like it spicy.
Rhythms India.
If you like it mild. Get a dosa Rhythms India.
Nice. At 9 o'clock, Maxwell, our personal favourite.
Yep.
10 o'clock, Smiley Mike, our second favourite. In fact, Sunday night's a great night.
DJ Smiley Mike with Transcendence. Fuck that.
Trans music all the way through till midnight. And then after that, who knows?
Yeah, that's right.
Just the party just keeps rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. Chips with everything, 15 more minutes. Thank you to Uma Ugly from... The Obsessed.
No.
Beastly.
Retards.
Jamberry.
You never talk straight to me. It's all puzzles to me. There's sense in what you talk about. I can never see. If you don't want me to spend your life with you, go and find someone new. Cause I know there's so many better girls than you. Puzzles hanging on my mind now. Puzzles on my mind. In my mind. That's in my mind. In my mind. Life puzzles, I will never know which way to go straight.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Underground Vegetables with, actually, I can't remember the name of this song. It's called something like Purity Mushroom Times.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about Brian Eno. You played Brian Eno before.
Yeah, that's great.
Did you want to?
I love that one.
You know, you love his scientific principles behind the music, eh?
Yeah, well, and the after science principles as well.
Which ones? Okay, yeah, let's do it now.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on,
quickly. We did actually play Eno earlier on.
That's fine.
Yeah, what was the name of that song?
Although I just want to keep in mind, we didn't talk about Brian Eno. We also didn't do about 78 billion things we could have done. We didn't go polar bear hunting.
Okay, my New Year's resolution is to do all those things.
The other 87, you're going to do everything other than talk about Brian Eno?
All the other things we didn't do.
Okay, does that mean that you'll wish that you never existed? Because that's one thing that isn't, right? Then you, and what if you get your wish?
No, now you're just getting silly.
Oh, now that's silly.
Come on.
All right. So, Happy New Year to you. Can I say that? Is that silly?
Hey, did you hear that?
All right, so
how about
what's
that? How about Uma Ugly from the...
Uma, she was awesome. Oh, yeah. She was a bit obsessed, though, wasn't she?
The obsessed retards.
Yeah, yeah, the obsessed Eve Libertine retards. Okay,
obsessed with Eve Libertine.
What's her name, Bronwyn Jones?
yeah.
Wait, is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone. Okay. So, out of the studio. So, I just think it's a no-brainer. Like, if you want to find where a person lives...
Oh, yeah, because she wants to go and find Eve Libertine. How would you go about doing that? Have you done this?
Bribe the milkman.
Everybody
knows.
Oh, in England?
In
the
London.
Milkman knows everyone? All he knows is the front doors.
No. He knows whether they take cream. There's a lot. You can read a lot about people by the...
Professor? How would you go around meeting your hero?
It's simple. You just go to all
bribe
the different...
The milkman.
She knows what neighborhood.
Stoke Newington.
Is that where she lives?
I don't know. I was looking at it on Wikipedia.
Okay, how many pubs in Stoke Newington?
200.
Okay, please call in now if you can give us the answer, and there'll be a big prize.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, but seriously.
Oh, I see. We've got a vital campaign. Help Uma Ugly from the offended retards locate Eve Libertine.
That's right. Yeah. And so my idea is just simply go into all the different pubs and ask.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll find the one where Eve Libertine goes.
And keeping up with the New Year's resolutions, clean, you know, have a good fat flush diet for a couple of weeks beforehand and get
fat
all
the flush diet.
That is such nonsense.
Jesus Christ.
You gotta go read Bad Science. Ben
Goldacre
at The Guardian.
Fat flush. Let me guess.
Yeah.
What is it? Like no sugar, no flour, no booze, no fat, not much salt, no yeast, like the same old things, right?
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
All of these diets are the same.
Hey, so you're saying that I shouldn't dream that one day I can repackage something that's been thought of before in, let's say, a self-help outdoor context and make tons of money from
it? Okay, I'll tell you one way, Dave.
I didn't know it was a dream.
Yeah, thank
you.
Okay. Yeah.
That's in that case, carry on.
All I need is some chapter headings, you know, and those little summaries at the beginning of each, and I'm done. That's it. Rich and famous, taking, I don't know, how to win friends and influence people, whatever the hell it's called. Just research.
How is this going to help find Eve Libertine?
That's right. You could hire a private eye, but I don't think, Uma Ugly of the Obsessed Retards, because obviously she can't afford a marketing department. She'd have a different name for the band, right? Clearly.
No, the band is called The Queer Beasts.
Oh, The Queer Beasts. Oh, so what? Are the Obsessed Retards like the horn section?
Either they're young or you're old.
That's a false dichotomy. Both things could be true.
Wow, we have been jamming on this song.
What the hell was that?
Like, I don't know. It seems like we've been jamming on this song since...
Well, since before sliced bread, man.
Not that long ago. I was thinking, you know, more like, you know, 8 minutes ago.
Well, that's a long time for me. Hey,
let's summarize. Stacking.
For those of you who want to succeed with the New Year's resolutions, remember this Chinese proverb, okay? The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is today. So go plant that tree.
What about 19 years ago?
Well, that would be like the second. That would be the first. You mean as opposed to...
Where does that rank?
Would that be like 1A?
You guys suck. You guys really suck. Oh, yeah. One of my New Year's resolutions? Better class of friends. I'm trading up. I'm going to go satellite. I don't know how. So anyway, folks.
You don't even know what satellite is.
This is officially over. This is it. I've already, just so you know, yeah, because I plan things. I do things before they actually start.
That's true.
You know? So before January 1st, I already started fasting in my own way. Right?
Yeah. Like in his own way. Yeah, yeah.
So I've got a replacement. As of next show, I'm not going to be on Chips with Anything anymore. I'm anything, everything, whatever. I'm done forever. Next time and forevermore. You know who the replacement's going to be? You can't stop it because of the union rules, right? Bus rider union rules.
You mean me?
No, dude. No, you're an occasional sidekick guest, whatever. Right? No, it's going to be Clive Dave Devlin.
He's coming.
Now.
He's
Clive,
coming.
That's
coming.
Who you're going to have to face, not me
Say
anymore.
Say goodbye to Dave Malicki, folks.
You're not going
to
have Dave Malicki
it's
to kick around
show.
Anymore.
Where's Clive? Where's
Let's
Clive?
Have a party. Goodbye, Dave.
Hey, I loved you all. Keep flying the true colors. And
see you in hell, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Same to you.
You're playing games with me. Can you say you're driving me mad? It's funny how the girls you fall in love with never fancy you. Funny how the ones you don't do. It's a pity how the pretty girls don't take the time to talk to me. Just walk away. Take the time.
take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say,